First, Day to Day's Alex Cohen was with McCain supporters in Northeast Ohio last night.
The Cuyahoga County GOP party was held at Shooters, a dance club in downtown Cleveland. Not long into the party, giant screen TVs flashed headlines projecting a win in Ohio for Barack Obama. Jim Trakas, who challenged former presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich for Ohio's 10th congressional district yesterday, asked the crowd to keep hope.
Folks, if you believe in Christmas, it's still Christmas Eve, and we haven't opened our presents yet.
But not long after, the dreaded moment finally arrived.
I wish the outcome had been different, my friends.
Jim Trakas said he took McCain's loss and his own in stride.
I'm Greek. I'm resilient. I love this country, and I know that there's a place, hopefully for me, in politics.
But others here had a harder time accepting defeat.
I hate it.
In the corner of the room, a young black woman named Ebony Grantance was crying, devastated. She says the fact that the U.S. had elected its first ever African-American president made no difference to her.
Not even a Democrat. He's a socialist that ran as a Democrat, and I'm really upset about it.
Grantance says she can only hope that McCain's defeat will give her party incentive to work even harder in upcoming elections. About 20 miles west of the party, Andrea Marister watched the results at the McCain-Palin Victory Office in Westlake, where posters with the slogan, "No Obama," lined the walls.
I just think that he has the wrong idea of what America is, and I don't want that.
20-year-old Holden Gibbons shares some of her concerns. For the past 2 months, he's run this campaign office.
I'm a junior at Ohio State. I took the quarter off to help elect John McCain and Sarah Palin as our next president of the United States.
Even though he wasn't successful, Gibbons tried to stay on the bright side.
I put forth my best effort. You know, sometimes things not going your way can be a good thing. Adversity brings out the best in us.
Gibbons says he'll go back to OSU in January, and he's waiting to see what Obama can do in office. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Cleveland.